it was. I think it was very a hard-fought game, and that's, and Coach Arterburn's talked about it before too. It's a, I don't know, quite rivalry say, but definitely a game that our both sides kids really look forward to and play each other all the time, basketball, football for years, wrestle against each other, and it's just a good hard-fought game. I felt like last night our kids played really hard, their kids played hard, and we just couple times we had it within two or four and just couldn't get over the hump to get a stop or get another score to take the lead, and credit to Coach Arterburn and the Rough Riders for keeping control of the game the whole time too.
Well, really, you guys are in the immediate listening area, the only six-man school. Of course, you got Wallace to a little bit north, but as far as the immediate area, you're it.
Yep. Yeah, and it's a fun matchup, and it's been that way for, you know, 4 years now, and mm-hmm. So it's been always competitive.
37-25. Tell us a little bit about it. Who played well for you last night?
Yeah, a lot of guys did really well. That was, you know, we struggled with our extra points, unfortunately. We scored four touchdowns, they scored five, and they did a good job with extra points, and we had one safety, had a bad snap go over our head and got a safety, and so that, you know, it looks like two touchdowns, but really one, but we had a thing that I don't think has ever happened in my coaching career is Nathan Blackman, our quarterback, threw for 300 yards last night, and that was pretty impressive. And even finishing the stats last night, it's like, is this right? I had to double check this, and knew we threw the ball well. Blake Nickerson did a good job, receiver. Aiden Acton had a great game, offense and defense. He had his fifth interception of the year last night, and had, I think he had either about 70 yards receiving and a touchdown, and made some big tackles. Graydon Sutherland did a nice job. A big, really big shout out to one of our two seniors, Trey McCrum. He had a really good game on defense last night. He was kind of all over the field and did some good things blocking offensively. He's really come around and been a good solid senior leader for us, so we're really happy with Trey. And just really overall team did well and made huge improvements last night. I think Southwest's the best team we played so far this year, and we probably played our best game of the year. Unfortunately, just still couldn't quite get it done.
Extra points, if you went hit them, it could have been a different game.
Yeah, it could have changed the dynamics for sure of the game. You know, a lot of those when we were down by two or four after we'd score a touchdown, maybe we were ahead, or maybe we're right there tied, or it's a one possession game possibly at the end rather than a two. And so that's, yeah, I think felt like that's something we've been focusing on, but we've got to get over the hump with some extra points and get that done.
Really, the last couple of weeks, South Platte, you know, you're right in the thick of things, 24-12, and Sioux County, a team that's 4-1, you're right there as well.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Sioux County's a very good team as well, and South Platte's solid too. We feel like we've had, just like I said, we've gotten a lot. South Platte was a really disappointing game. We didn't play to our potential, we didn't feel like, and Sioux County's a really good football team that we played really well, made big strides, and we made big strides again this week, like I said. So yeah, we're right there against, you know, Southwest is a really good team. They're going to be a playoff team and probably have a chance to do some damage in the playoffs, and we felt like we played well, and we just got to keep getting better, because the road doesn't get any easier yet still.
This is the halfway point of the season. Yeah. You have four games down, four left.
Yep, that's right. We've had our bye week and four games down and four to go, and we've got Wallace next week, the other, you know, a conference school again, and they had a big win against Brady Thursday night. And they're going to be really tough too. I think they're kind of a lot similar to Southwest or us, and it'll be a good game if we can keep growing and improving, you know, stay healthy, which we did last night. Thankfully, we got one kid out right now. Hopefully, he can be back in the next week or two. But if we can keep growing, I think we got a couple winnable games left, and Wallace will be one that if we play well, we'll be just kind of like last night, be right in the hunt. If we can play well and get some things to go our way and make our extra points, I think we can get a win.
Get some contributions from all the way to your freshmen to their upperclassmen, a little bit from everybody.
A little bit from everybody. That one kid's injured, is a freshman, that Creighton Weiss. So he got hurt last week in Sioux County. But otherwise, yeah, it's sophomores. Blake Nickerson, the sophomore. Juniors, Nathan Blackman, Aiden, Graydon. You know, we have some other sophomores playing really well. Draven Miner, Casey Walker. Some guys doing a good job, and then, like I said, Trey McCrum, that senior. And so yeah, we're getting lots of good contributions from everybody, and hopefully get Creighton healthy, and we'll have guys from all four classes getting a lot of good playing time.
Wallace 2-2. Obviously, you've got to watch, I'm sure, a little tape on this team. What about them?
Yeah, they're good. They have one of the best players in the state with Riley Strotter. He's a big strong kid, and he kind of runs the show. Everything kind of goes through him one way or the other. Either he's blocking for the play or dragging four or five guys while he's running, and so it's and Coach Miller does a really good job coaching them fundamental wise. Like talking to Coach Arterburn there, you just know they're going to block well and they're going to tackle well, they're going to get lined up. So yeah, they'll be, like I said, kind of a lot like Southwest in some ways, and so it'll be a tough game.